God built into the Hebrew home ways for parents to pass on a passionate faith. They were given instructions to talk about the things of God as the days went by. Several years ago, my youngest son and I were riding in the truck, and it was early in the morning. The sun was coming up, and I asked my youngest son, "Who made the sun come up this morning?" His response was, "Dad, God did, of course." And so I asked him, "Does God make it come up every morning?" "Yes, Dad." "Well, do you know why God makes the sun come up every morning, son?" "It's because he is teaching us that he is faithful." Listen, parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters, is a nation stronger than her families? No, it's not. And we see this illustrated for us in our text today. Judges chapter 3, verse 5. The people of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And their daughters they took to themselves for wives, and their own daughters they gave to their sons, and they served their gods. Fathers gave their daughters in marriage to men who did not love God. Men married women who did not love God. And it led to the nation of Israel into a time of apostasy. Which begs the question practically, Mom, Dad, how are you passing on the faith? How are you passing on a zeal for the faith? Because a church is only as strong as her families are faithful. The wholesale apostasy of the Israelites was taking place on a micro level in the homes. So parents, what are you passing on? Grandparents, do your sons and grandsons and daughters and granddaughters see the zeal of your faith? Or are you handing them over to the zeal of the culture around them? One way to pass on a passionate faith in the Lord is to walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our missionaries in Honduras. Also, remember the Yakyusa LifeWord broadcast in Malawi and Tanzania.